Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the latest Dragon and Turtle commentary. I'm your host, Ben, a.k.a. the Marvelous Ziggy. Joining me is the number one Beatles fanatic himself, my best friend, Mr. Dragon01. Dragon, say hi to the audience, please.
I'm not sure I'd be referred to as, like, the number one Beatles fanatic, but I listen to them.
You are. So, we're doing Across the Universe, our first live-action musical.
Revolution, the same studio that did Clockstoppers, I think.
Clockstoppers?
Yeah, it was one of those teenage movies where a bunch of kids had a type of watch that could just stop time and mischief happens.
Either way, so why did you want to do Across the Universe?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Ben. I think this might have been the last movie I actually saw with my dad. Before he got sick. Like, this was just on cable. And I just saw he was watching it while I was in between doing things in my room. And I was just like, what are you watching over here? I recognize Beatles songs. And then I just kind of sat on the couch and started watching it with him.
Well, so it's a very special moment movie. I can understand that. So what song, like, I'm guessing, how familiar are you with the Beatles in terms of, like, their songs, their histories? How familiar are you with them as a group?
Their history, not very. The songs, only by whatever's in, like, the greatest hits, volume 1 and 2.
Because
that was the album my dad had.
Oh, okay. So, you didn't listen to the White Album or some of their early stuff, but,
No, I specifically only... My access to music was through my dad's CDs.
Okay, so you are... But you're more aware of the Beatles than I am. Because I learned... Like, I knew... Like, I think it's kind of hard not to know about the Beatles. Like, they're arguably one of the most... one of the greatest rock bands or boy band. I mean, early on, they were a boy band.
You know, yes. Like, they wanted to hold your hand.
You know? But as the group grew on and they matured and they changed... they transcended their boy bandness. It's interesting that a movie, like, you don't see more movies like this where they take a particular group, a catalog of groups, of a band's music, like, say, the Beatles, and make a musical out of it. Like, personally, me, I would love to see, and I think you would like to see it too, a musical made with Queen songs, because I think you could totally do it.
I would see that. Which... Also, before we get, like, really started with the trivia, a nice little tidbit here is that Ringo Starr, Yoko Ono, Paul McCartney, and Olivia Harrison all praised this film after they saw it.
And obviously they can't praise John Lennon because you must be aware, but in case you're not, John Lennon was shot, I believe he was shot by a fanatic in the 70s, is it the 60s or 70s?
Wasn't that because he thought, like, either one of the songs told him to do it or, like, a book he read had done it, but it was, like, Charles Manson that did?
I don't remember the details. If you want to look that stuff up, but either way, like, you know, John Lennon, you know, is arguably considered he is considered a musical genius, but he is also well known to be a huge, complete asshole. Like, he was just...
Hashtag too soon.
He was just a horrible human being. If you know, I mean, he's not alive anymore, but, like, even people who, you know, like Paul McCartney, who's the leader of the Beatles, you know, will tell you, but that's from his perspective. But, like, from other people, like, there were plenty of accounts that John Lennon was not a good human being for an artist of who he was.
Right.
But
remember when Paul McCartney was actually just a young up and runner? Just starting out when he partnered up with Kanye West just so he could get some new publicity.
Was that a thing?
Yeah. I think at some point Kanye West and Paul McCartney, like, paired up for a song at some point, and some of his fans were like, oh, who's this new person? Just trying to fucking...
Oh, because they didn't know who Paul McCartney
piggy
was.
Piggy bank off his fame.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck off. These kids don't know anything about music. At least there's one thing I can say about, like, our generation... I feel like our generation is the last generation that attempted to know what came before, you know, whether it's music, wrestling, actual history, books, But, like, I feel like there's so many... I mean, there's always been ignorance, but I feel like some... The
it's
ignorance
getting a little
is
worse now with, as generations go.
Yeah, especially now with social media where you can basically pickpocket what you want and stick to that and never have to learn anything more. And that curiosity to learn is gone. Like, I feel like even if you don't like the style of the Beatles, I feel like you should know who they are and listen to some of their music because it's really well-done music. Even if I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of it. Also, what is this movie about? Is it a love story?
That's kind of the funny thing about it, actually. The synopsis of this movie is it's a fictional love story set in the 1960s amid the turbulent years of anti-war protest, the struggle for free speech and civil rights, mind exploration, and rock and roll. At once gritty, whimsical, and highly theatrical, the story moves from high schools and universities to Massachusetts, Princeton, Ohio, to the Lower East Side of Manhattan, the Detroit riots, Vietnam, and the dockyards of Liverpool. A combination of live action and animation, the film is paired with many songs by the Beatles that define the time.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that the Beatles, in a way, define, like, was a certain, like, every sort of generation has that music. Right, you know, you can say that the 50s were Elvis, right? You can
argue. And the 90s see. Was Green Day and Linkin Park.
Well, I mean, depends on what part of the 90s you're looking for. Like, if you look at the early 90s, it was grunge. You know, it was Nirvana.
And the Backstreet Boys.
Well, that was late 90s, you know. But, like, obviously, you have 80s, you have heavy metal, hard metal, rock
hair
and roll.
Metal.
Hair metal. Hashtag hair metal.
Hair metal's an actual thing, dude.
I know hair metal's an actual thing, but I find it funny regardless. But I feel like if you think of the 1960s and 1970s, you kind of think of the Beatles. Yeah, they started in the 50s, but they be what people remember, like, more people, like, when you think of the Beatles, you think of, I personally think of the 60s and the 70s, until John Lennon ultimately was sadly was killed.
Yes. He's two having a little bit of a snob here. Snob, yeah. Snog.
Is that what they say in England?
I don't know, probably. I feel like
she's
snog.
She's not into it, though. You can tell she's not into it, and that's, like, that's not okay. That is not okay.
I mean, it's like, I feel like this is a moment, like war, or he's just kind of going away for a while, and he's just like, come on, just give me one great night, and I'll please wait for me. See?
What song is he singing right now, do you know?
I'm going to guess All My Lovin'.
Yes, there you go. Never mind, I'm not going to ask that. That's the only time I'm going to ask because I feel like if I ask that too much, it's going to get annoying. I'm not going to lie. Like, this actor, whose name is I don't have in front of me, does a really great, you know, has a nice voice.
This is Jim Sturgess. Sturgis? Sturgis? One of those.
So we have two different storylines that are sort of similar. We have one who's from the UK and one who's from the United States.
Yes.
Basically being sent off to war. I'm assuming it's Vietnam, right? Because we were in Vietnam for quite some time.
Yeah, I think that's the war I mentioned earlier, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but because like the only other war before this was in the '50s, and that was the Korean War. So, like, we were, maybe no, we're not like active in Vietnam, but we were. What?
I recognize this guy. I thought I did.
Which guy?
Our lead singer there.
Okay.
He was Ben from 21.
I don't. Oh, the gambling movie.
Yeah.
Okay, with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Also, we need to do 21.
Take a shot.
Take a shot. I love 21, though. That movie's fucking great. Hey Jude.
Is this Hey Jude?
That's no. Also,
that's possibly one of my favorite ones. Favorite Beatles songs. What's your out of the greatest hits collection, what is your favorite Beatles song?
I wanna hold your hand. No.
Sorry,
that was the song I'm playing right now.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm the Walrus, just because it's one of those really surreal songs.
When the entire Beatles were on some kind of drug to write that shit. Cuckoo, ka-choo, motherfucker.
That's the way I go. So, let me take a look at my iPhone here so I can actually take a look. Because I uploaded all of
You know what? And here's a little thing. I believe you remember Sailor Moon in the 90s released an album, right, of music. I believe they did a cover for this song, for I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Did they?
I believe they did, because I unashamedly own that CD, and I don't own it anymore, but I want to say they did a
Maybe it's on
cover
iTunes.
for, huh?
Maybe it's on iTunes.
Maybe if it is, I doubt it because of licensing issues, but
I
if
mean,
it
To Be a
is,
Master from Pokemon is on iTunes.
that's more popular. But whatever. The point is, they did a cover for it, showing just like even in an anime about a schoolgirl, magical schoolgirl, the Beatles reached, like, the Beatles transcend music in a way, you know? They're part of pop culture. They're not just music. Also,
Well,
lady,
that
this is
seems dangerous.
extremely, this is very dangerous. By the way, a lot of me is glad I never had to play football in this era. The lead one of the
Where
most.
there was like little to no protection, really,
Oh, it was
outside
worse
of
than
the
this.
shoulder pads.
You should see the helmets from like the 30s and the 40s. They're basically just leather in your head and like.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. I've seen the pictures, Ben. Also,
So who's she
I.
who's hand, I'm assuming she wants to hold the hand of a football player? 'Cause she's obviously pining after somebody. You don't sing "I wanna hold your hand" unless you're in love.
Yes, also, I think that's Prudence. It's kind of hard to tell because the cast photos
Yeah,
on
they're
this
terrible.
laptop is annoyingly small. IMDb, get on this shit. Like, really,
Yo,
come on.
IMDb, what's up?
No, fix your fucking cast page so I don't have to actually zoom in, and not even that helps.
Also, this is something you don't see anymore, and for all the right reasons. You don't know who the fucking serial killer. Or maybe England's just a safer place, you know?
Also, on some days, depending, my favorite song by the Beatles is between I Am the Walrus and Strawberry Fields Forever, and sometimes Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
You like a lot of their weirder stuff, from what I'm seeing. Not their typical mainstream sort
And
of
at
stuff.
first, my very favorite song was Revolution, but that kind of got knocked down a peg when I started listening to the other songs.
I'm just surprised that more movies, there aren't more movies like this. Maybe it's a licensing issue.
Now that guy looks familiar too.
Who,
Who
the
the fuck is
Blondie?
that guy? Joe Anderson. Where the f what kind of fucking movie have you been in?
See, he's not going to war. He's going to freaking university.
And he's gonna find the love of his life, and it's gonna become a fucking dating simulator.
Isn't that how it always works?
Or like some kind of weird anime.
No, this is an anime. We haven't done anime movies yet. We need to do them at some point. Take a shot. You'd
He
think
was
we
in.
would have done at least one by now, but we haven't.
I mean, you can. That guy kind of looks like a mixture of Jack Nicholson and Bruce Willis.
I can see it. I can
Like
kind of see it.
Jack Nicholson's hair, Bruce Willis's face.
I was just saying Jack Nicholson's smile in Bruce Willis's face. So he's went to meet his papa.
Damn it, he looks so familiar. Where have I seen him before? Like, he's not in anything that I can really recognize him
Who?
from.
This actor?
No, the blonde kid that,
Oh.
like, talked to
Yeah,
certain.
some actors just have that look where they look similar, but they're not actually, they just haven't done anything else. They just look similar to because of their haircut for the
I
movie.
mean, they've done a lot of other things, I've just never seen them.
Yeah. I don't know why he would thought coming here would like accomplish. Did you want to just shame your dad? You know?
Sometimes you just want to see your dad.
I know, but like he's just being like a, you know, like making you feel bad or something, you know? Like you weren't there for me, and I'm just like, you know. Oh, the kid's name is Jude. Okay.
Look, kid, I just need to let you know that in the future I'm gonna be in another movie, and I'm just gonna, and the plot twist will be I'm a ghost. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Don't pay attention to me.
I don't know what's the point. I mean, like, you were... I don't understand the whole point of him going to see his dad when, like, I don't want anything more. I just know that I'm alive. Okay, that's a little weird.
Hey. If you're... For example, if... And God forbid, if your dad, like, went out of country and hadn't really made any kind of contact with you, wouldn't you want to know if he's alive or not?
I guess, but it's it felt like he left him before he was even old enough to, like... I mean, he said in his dialogue, like, if I had known you were born, like, he had no idea he had even had a son through her, you know? Through his mom, so it's like, you know, what was...
Oh, shit.
He was never there.
It's gonna turn into a Clockwork Orange here. They're gonna wear really weird leotards and
like, top hats.
With like that weird eyelash, fake eyelash. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never actually seen Clockwork Orange.
Hey, look, he's smoking a fag.
You're a fag.
Fun fact, fag. I believe I don't know if they still call it, but I think they call cigarettes fags in England. I don't think they do it now because of like you know the whole PC culture thing, but like as far as I'm aware, that's what it was called.
He kind of looks like a blonde David Tennant.
Who, this guy?
Yeah.
I can see it. Are you just saying all British people look alike?
All people from other nations look alike. All That's Americans true. Look alike.
No.
All
no.
Texans look alike. If you had me and Ben Texas, sitting standby, like side by side, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between Ben and I. Because we'd both be eating steak.
The only similarity between the two of us
we'd
is
we'd both be wearing fat. Cowboy hats and boots. And no. We'd be talking in like a southern drawl.
The only thing that draws you and I together is that we're so damn big.
Stop stealing Gerard's jokes, please.
It's just a continuation of Gerard's jokes. I couldn't help but say, it's so damn big. I see a
Have you seen a character called JoJo yet?
What JoJo?
We have not. I don't think so.
No. We're still early on in the movie.
Alright, I now know who this character looks like, so I'm going to bring this up when it happens.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Cheers! So I love that show!
So he came all the way to basically say, hey, Dad, I'm here. Goodbye. And that's it. What was the point?
Make sure you exist in his life. Maybe he'll be like, hey, you want to hang out for a bit?
But he Maybe he'd like to get that, to though. Know you. You could look on his face that he kind of had a disdain to him. That's a little weird.
And having not ever known him before that point, yeah, to take your chances. And like, and back in the 50s, you could go on your fucking desktop computer and go on Facebook. And be like, no, yo, pop.
Witchcraft if you bring out a desktop computer.
What's going on? What is going on here?
Okay, so wait, that
oh, pin boy, it's said, this song.
Said Princeton. Are they in America? Or I thought they were in the UK.
My friends. I think they're all probably just British foreign exchange students in probably. America. Maybe, I don't
but
know.
Like when he was there, he looked like he was in the United Kingdom with those alleyways. I'm confused.
Could it be anybody though, Ben? Could it be anywhere?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of really wish that, like, wherever I was walking, and, like, out of nowhere, people just randomly burst into song and dance. And just, like, just watch. Hey, shit, music would just happen in front of me.
Oh!
That's... Don't do that to your mate, please. Don't do that.
I'm gonna do that to you, mate. You wanna play some fucking pool? I'm gonna hit you right in the nutsack with the cue. Oh, this is not a good idea.
You can smash your teeth open that way. I mean, I don't know if he's from personal experience.
Wasn't that a thing from Pulp Fiction, was it? No?
No, I believe so.
No. But that was a thing from...
See, when I hear the lyrics, I need somebody to love, I automatically go to Queen. I want somebody to love. It's kind of
somebody. Don't you need somebody to love? That one.
How would you describe the Beatles music? Like, what would you describe it as? Would you describe it as... You know, romantic? Would you describe it as pop? You know,
I would kind of mix it romantic and melancholy.
Melancholy?
Because similar songs, they just kind of sound a little disheartened. You know what I mean? Like, for example, We All Live in a Yellow Submarine. They're like, oh, we're just kind of living in a yellow submarine, but I'm feeling kind of out of it. Maybe this because it's just one of those songs where they got high on and just sang it, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, hey Jude, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better.
Yeah.
It's like it at the
But would you say
same.
they're pop? Like their
Yes.
genre, would you say they're definitely a pop band?
Yes.
Okay.
At the same time, when I think rock, I'm thinking like Blind Guardian
By the
and
way,
things up.
she's actually really being bold by saying that, never wanting children in the 60s, because at that time, you still have that claw of traditional America that you go to school, you go to college, maybe you go to college, and then you get married and you pop out kids your own, and you get a big house and everything. That's not everybody's pathway, lady. Be
Well,
you.
obviously, Ben, she's
You
an
be you.
independent black woman who don't need no
She's
man.
not. She's a white. Shut up. Stop. You're gonna confuse people who are watching it, who are listening to this, and they don't watch the movie along. I'm like, who are they talking about?
Or, if you realize who we are, my comedy is weird.
Your comedy is weird, yes.
Oh goodness. Oh, it's like that scene from Grease
It
where
kind
they're
of
making fun of
is.
the other girl.
Well, no, but except.
Dude, that entire song was all about making fun
No,
of
but except this scene
what's her
isn't
name?
doing that. They're just sort
Yes.
of basically like she's talking about the love of her life. The one's off fighting in the war, fighting against the commies.
A little concerned about where her hand is during this song.
Nah, well.
It's like in between what I'm assuming is their sisters, or it could be her friends.
Stop, stop. Well, the little one's obviously a sister. The other one might be a friend.
It's just a little weird.
Girls playing basketball? What is this bullshit? That's fucked up to say. I didn't think basketball
Men
was.
on the moon.
Needless to say, this movie might not be historically accurate. Because I don't know if they actually did that. I don't know. Well, this is the 60s, and basketball became popular in the 50s, so possibly.
Remember when basketball was actually just literally throwing a ball into a basket
I mean, that's what
and
you
you had to
do.
climb onto a ladder just to get it out?
Oh, yeah. Then there's like,
And
wait,
then
what if we.
somebody had the genius idea of cutting out the bottom.
Sometimes the simplest ideas are the genius. Part of me hates that I'm listening to it so low so I can't hear the vocals.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
I turned it up just a little bit so I can hear.
Oh, hey, it's like school all along, where we're just kind of hanging out. Kind of wish this one clog would happen. Just gonna caress near this picture of my boyfriend. I wish I had a
Also,
girl like that.
that pennant was a reference to the Brooklyn Dodgers, who would eventually move to Los Angeles and become the LA Dodgers. So there you go.
And yet they'll never win the World Series.
What,
I don't
Brooklyn
know.
or
I
LA?
don't know anything about baseball.
Yeah, shut up. We need
You
to go to a
shut up.
Rangers game if they're in town that weekend. Maybe
Tickets
not.
are so expensive, though.
Yeah, maybe not. We'll do other shit.
It's like you're already asking for us to do so much other shit, too.
I'm only asking to go to the game museum. That's the only thing. Everything else will be like in-house.
Fucking convention, gaming museum.
Oh, shut up. The convention's only $30. Shut up.
You're only $30.
I know. So she seems like she's a very politically minded, very active, well-read woman. I like that kind of woman.
Yes.
That's cool.
Perhaps if she lived in our day.
Who the fuck is that actor? I've seen him before. God damn it, where is he from? It's gonna drive me nuts.
What? He's just one of those faces,
No,
right?
look it up. I want to know this guy's name. I've seen him before. I don't know where though.
Well, he's been in everything. He's been in something or other. Possibly a war movie.
I watched this. Oh, my God.
I'm actually trying to look for his picture right now.
Yes, please. So see, he has,
there you are. Dylan Baker.
There you go. What's his name from Spider-Man? The Lizard. That's Kurt Connors. I knew he looked familiar.
Yeah. It's that guy, obviously.
Shut up. You don't know. Just stop. Also, these parents are condescending assholes.
Welcome to the 60s, motherfucker.
There are people like that now.
Welcome to mankind.
To forever. Hopefully our generation is the one that stops condescension.
No. Have you been on Twitter lately?
I'm always on Twitter. I never leave.
Have you been on the Reddit lately? Probably. I don't Tumblr. Reddit. Tumblr is the one I was looking for.
Tumblr is just a bunch of idiots who never leave their house. There, I said it. They don't fictionalize the real world.
Damn. Shots fired.
Is it me, or did they purposely make Jude to look like Paul McCartney? Like, I feel like he looks like he's supposed to be Paul McCartney.
I don't know, but...
Stop. You can't do accents. I'm gonna stop you right the fuck now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So are these two going to do it? I'm assuming these two are going to do it, because like, the boyfriend's out of the picture. Here comes this erotic stranger.
Ben, we're not watching Bring It On. Keep it in your pants?
No. Come on. He's a... Just to quote the doorman from Spider-Man 3, he's a good woman, he's a good man. What else?
No, cheers. Get the fuck out.
Nope.
Get out of my house. Also, he was an Anchorman too.
Who?
Dylan Baker. Okay. Yeah. Which obviously you wouldn't recognize him from.
No, I don't remember. I've never seen Anchorman 2, actually.
Neither have I. I haven't even seen Anchorman 1.
Why are you telling all this personal shit to a person you just barely met? Or do they know each other?
Because that's how you make connections, Ben.
No, you don't. Not that early. Fuck that. That's scaring me away from a person. Why are you so open so early? We gotta get to know each other before I know this shit first. But hey, she's cool with it. That's fine. But that's not my style. Look,
the way to a woman's heart is by opening up your own walls. Or, like, lowering your own walls.
Break down the walls of Jericho?
Break down the fourth wall.
No, don't do that.
Just nod over to the side. Just have a little distinct nod. Make her give you a really weird look for doing it. And just wink at her. And she'll be yours for life.
This has been Dating Tips from Mr. Dragon 01. Come back next week where we talk about sex.
I don't know, I'm weird. God, I've been really into cherry Pepsi lately.
Not Crystal Pepsi?
You know, I've actually tried Crystal Pepsi.
So he's already smitten with her.
Yeah, dude.
So is that... Okay, I'm gonna ask you something. Yes. She obviously still has the boyfriend who's off at war, right?
Yes.
Obviously, she doesn't have any feelings towards him yet. Usually, in most things, it's the guy who falls in love with the girl first before the girl even replicates that sort of feeling. That's kind of don't you think it's kind of fucked up on the guy code? Like, they're still involved. Don't do that shit. That's not cool.
At the same time...
If he dies, fair game. But you gotta wait 6 months.
I mean, if they're not there... For the love and support that people so desperately need, and just being gone for months at a time with no kind of communication outside of maybe some words on a letter.
It's not like he's doing it on purpose. In Vietnam they had the infamous draft. He has probably had to go not on his choice, and probably didn't have enough time to write letters. It's not like it's his fault. Also, oh, shit. Getting Technicolor up in this bitch.
Remember when Technicolor was a big thing?
Also, I'm pretty sure that was an outtake with the person in the background falling, and they just like kept it in, like, eh, whatever, they're kids.
We should do The Martian.
At some point, yeah. Take a shot.
People are going to get drunk off this episode alone.
I feel like you need, like... I really feel like this is an effort to incorporate sort of like the psychedelic nature of some Beatles songs. Is this CGI?
I'm going to go ahead and make the guess of maybe no.
Because it looked a little weird. It didn't look like they were, like, obviously this isn't. But it looked a little like, okay, this isn't a road. My head hurts now.
Well, you couldn't handle a bit of a spiral there?
No.
The world's spiraling around you, Ben. You are living on top of a spiral.
No, we're not.
The earth spirals around, Ben.
But the force of gravity, it doesn't, we don't feel it.
Or do we?
We don't. We literally do not feel it.
Maybe you're just accustomed to it.
Oh, shut up.
You ever think of that?
Oh, hello.
So, you're in a rope, eh?
So, we're going to do it?
Are we going to score?
Not going to lie, you can probably substitute Beavis and Butthead for these two guys.
Let's go ahead and just replace these two dudes.
Oh, we got a hippie. She's a fucking hippie.
Dude, we're in the 1950s or 60s, I don't want to know.
I know, but still, hippies bother me. Anybody who's that carefree has something to hide, in my opinion. What are you hiding?
Listen, lady, we're the Beatles.
They're not the Beatles, though.
I think you can understand that we know what we're doing.
There's a cat right there.
Why, yes, Ben, that was a cat. Any other kind of hard-hitting commentary? I'm just kidding. I was doing that specific thing a lot in the first few commentaries we did.
What? Bullshit?
Just pointing random things out. I'm pretty sure I still do that.
Ah, well, that's who we are.
I just give you a hard time.
We're not fucking, what's the famous commentary group?
Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah, we're not those guys.
We're not like a dude and three fucking puppets.
No, we're not that talented. Hashtag self-burn. Hashtag...
Damn.
Put it in your pants.
No.
I've always want... Can we... I kind of want to bring back, like, 70s terms.
What? Like, fox?
Yeah, call a woman... Like, instead of saying, you so damn fine, you a foxy woman, girl. You know? Just calling a woman who's, like, in her 20s that now. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We might as well just bring back 70s... clothing too, wearing fucking bell bottoms,
sure,
those weird hats, puffy shirts, the tight pants that really showcase the bulge. And we might as well just call ourselves Two Wild and Crazy Guys.
Rip.
Ben, I got some news for you. It's free game.
God damn it. this kind of awful because this is a horrible moment.
Yes.
I mean, she lost her son, she lost the love of her life, and now we're getting into some real world politics right now, I think.
But hey, she gained a British boyfriend out of it.
Well, not yet.
I don't know.
Are they in Vietnam? No, they're in Detroit. Oh, this is the Detroit riots. Do you have any information
on this?
This
was just yesterday.
God damn it, really?
Detroit is a shithole.
I mean, Detroit is known to be a shithole, but whatever.
I'm sorry, what were you asking, Ben?
What do you know about the Detroit riots in the 1960s?
Fucking nothing. Because I'm uneducated.
It's such a tonal shift how it goes from this happy-go-lucky bowling scene to the death of that guy, of the soldier, and now to this. It's such a mood whip. This movie does not understand pacing very well, from what I'm seeing.
Let it be. Sorry.
No singing along. That's bad.
Melancholy. That's what I'm talking about.
Let It Be is one of their more famous songs, right?
I want to say yes. And Paul McCartney enjoyed a private screening together with the director Julie Taymor and expressed how much he liked the film.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, you can tell that they had a lot of the members of the Beatles behind this movie.
I mean, that's really good when you can get the original artists, living artists behind it. I mean, would you say that the Beatles songs, I mean, like, they have a message behind them. Like, I don't, like, they're not, they're, like, we call them pop, but they're pop with substance.
You know, yeah, they are.
Like, even, like, you know, you're not going to hear that from, like, say, from our generation, an NSYNC song or 98 Degrees or the Backstreet Boys. You're not going to hear stuff like this that's, like, that can be used to cover the death of an American soldier or
this. Oh, hey, it's that kid that was singing.
Yeah. Well, because he was singing before and something happened. But, like, it just shows the power of the song. It can be used in multitudes of ways.
Oh, yeah.
Also scary that America hasn't really changed since then.
You can almost argue it's gotten worse.
You can make that argument, yeah. I'm not going to make that argument, but
it's not quite as violent, unless you're actually talking about terrorists nowadays, but in
terms of just like death, well, I mean, death is constant always.
Social bullshit.
Well, death is constant, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the whole, you know, there's a lot of cops out there who are fucking trigger happy for no fucking reason. Also, look, that lady is selling the emotion. Also, this black woman too. Like, they're selling the emotion.
This is how Spider-Man 3 should have been.
Also, it kind of shows, like, despite, like, our differences of pain, like, at the end of the day, we still mourn. We're all, at the end of the day, I'm, like, saying all lives matter is bullshit, but, like, at the end of the day, we're also human beings, and we also mourn, and we also have, like, similar practices. So it's like, you know, death comes to all. That is the moral of this movie. We all die.
So on a lighter note, apparently Bono wears a hat with the word "yes" written across it in reference to John Lennon.
Can we get Bono first?
And Yoko Ono's first meeting in her art studio, where he found a letter propped against a white wall. After climbing a ladder at the top, he found the word "yes." And he asked Yoko why she smiled and said, "Would you rather tell you no?" Would you?
Yeah. Although Yoko Ono, I think, is kind of blame for breaking up the Beatles.
Is she?
I believe so. I believe, like, her relationship with John Lennon sort of to split a fracture between the group, which was why they split up. I want to say that's the case.
It's been a time to go to Wikipedia.
It's been a while since I read up anything on the Beatles, but I want to say the case. Like she, I don't know if she was, like, the sole reason, because obviously John Lennon, his own attitude had to do with it, but, like, sure, like her introduction into it.
You got juju eyeball. Sorry, I can't stop it.
Yeah, I need you to stop.
Also, a homeless man singing a Beatles song.
Yeah. Also, I think this was on the White Album.
Probably. It's Hold come on. Together.
I have some Beatles songs right on now. My iPhone, so
over me.
Look up the album. That's too loud.
Hey, Paul McCartney, what's up?
No. Just stop.
What do you mean stop?
Yeah, you should stop right now.
But he's wearing no shoe shine, and he's got a toe jam football, whatever that means.
This is Abbey Road.
Whoa.
This is I want to say this is from the album Abbey Road. Either that or
that dude was album. A pimp. In a diner. Now, how would you feel if you were walking down this street in Austin and all this was going on around you?
I mean, Austin is weird. I've seen weird shit before, dude. I'm not... it's whatever.
Like, some old dude with a really green and purple suit was just, like, walking towards you
Austin
singing.
Austin is known for the city of weird. I've seen weird shit.
It's not fucking San Francisco or Hollywood.
Austin is known for its weirdness. I've seen weird shit, trust me. Also, we're getting Mad Men up in here. Are we watching Smooth Criminal now? Are we watching Moonwalker?
I mean, totally it's not dank, next, so I'm going to say no.
We're totally doing Moonwalker next week, guys. I promise.
God, no.
We need to do it.
That movie is way too weird.
God, oh, what song is this?
I think we're still on Come Together.
It's Come Together, so that was... okay. Yeah, that was... That's on the album Abbey Road.
Rat. Low, isn't he?
That's a very catchy sort of beat to it.
It really does. Yep, there it is. Come Together.
This is, I think this is using a Coke commercial too, for a little bit. Okay, dude, you need a haircut, seriously. Come on, Jude.
Nah, man. Don't you know? Everybody knows that British people don't cut their hair. It's just kind of like that all the time. Also, this guy is Jimi Hendrix.
Or so he's supposed actually to be like, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, not actually Jimi Hendrix, because Jimi Hendrix died, but he's playing Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Okay. Why is Jimi Hendrix in this movie? It's a little weird.
Well, let me actually read the thing. I just saw the word Jimi Hendrix in it.
I would imagine he's more. It's like the character's inspired by Jimi Hendrix, but if it is Hendrix, that's also cool. By the way, Hendrix, probably one of the possibly the most famous guitarist of all time.
Yes. The character of JoJo is a clear reference to Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Sadie dresses him up in a purple shirt and bandana, one of Jimmy's most famous stage costumes.
Probably
JoJo also plays a Fender guitar, the same brand played by his prototype, Jimi Hendrix.
If you've never listened to Jimi Hendrix in your life, just go do it. The man had a way. Like, there are certain people who you just, like, he kind of reinvented what you could do with a guitar in terms of how it sounds.
He was also left-handed.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah, how did he die? Because I know he died very young.
I don't know. I don't actually remember. I kind of assumed because of the times it was kind of from a drug habit.
I'm not going to lie. I hate to say that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Just because, like, musicians at the time. Even musicians now, but...
Who the fuck is Jimmy Heseldon? Google, please.
I hate autocorrect with Google.
Barbiturate overdose.
Barbiturate overdose? Hey, this is the chick who was singing Hold Your Hand earlier, right?
Barbiturates are drugs that cause relaxation and sleepiness. A barbiturate overdose occurs when someone takes more than the normal or recommended amount.
So it's not painkillers, it's more of like a calming drug?
Yes.
It's like a downer drug, I guess. That sucks. Can't say that I'm not surprised, though.
The barbiturate abuse is a major addiction problem for many people. People who take these medicines for seizure disorders or pain syndromes do not abuse them. However, those who become addicts usually start by abusing medicine that was prescribed for them or other family members.
I mean, Prince died from painkillers earlier this year, I think.
Then somebody else also died. Wasn't that Michael Jackson died? I
think with addiction to painkillers, yeah, because he was just in so much pain. He was in the middle of remember that tour he was going to do? This Is It? He has that new album and everything, and he just died.
Yeah.
How has nobody done a musical on his music?
I think that's actually what that was with that movie that came out later on.
Well, that was like...
Was that not a musical?
It was a musical, but it was more like Michael Jackson. I'm talking about doing a movie like this where you take the music and you apply it to a story, not necessarily do like a big music video. Which, by the way, Moonwalker is one of the greatest, is a great movie, but...
No, it's not. Fucking lie to me. It just shoves his own songs in it with no context. Like Speed Demon.
Speed Demon!
And Moonwalker. And the fucking ending is... What?
But the music is godlike.
That doesn't make it... Just because you put in godlike music into a movie and try and make it a musical doesn't make it great, though. You have to give it context, and you have to let it blend in... Like, seamlessly. Like, what this movie's been doing the entire time. Well, kind of. Because it's been, like, going back and forth between our little romance and fucking wars between Detroit and, like, the Vietnam
Riots.
War.
Riots.
Yeah, you want to get drunk with me, baby?
Why was that other girl giving them that look? Did she see that look on her face? I'm like, where are you going?
You slut. Your boyfriend just died and you're going to go out with him? That's probably what was going on. I don't know.
I mean, it's best people move on, you know?
Yeah, but so soon.
I mean, we don't know how much time has passed since then, so.
Also true. Or she could just be a judgmental bitch. Who knows?
Could be. There are plenty. You and I both know plenty of women who are like that.
Also, in the background, war is not healthy. That yellow poster, like, to the far left, and it's off screen now.
Oh, I saw it, though.
Also, green sandwich beans? Green beans?
Hippies. Hippies think.
It's weird. Giving.
Yeah. Fucking hippies.
Unless it's just, like, two different posters overlapping each other. That, in fact, that's probably what that is. I haven't been able to bring myself to love anybody
so
else.
In this scene. Like, how she looks, how she's dressed, like, just a simple...
Like, an American along with British people?
Well, not that, but like that. Look at everybody else. Everybody has a very unique style to them, and yet, you know, a very unique look to them versus her. She's very simple, and I'm pretty sure they did that on purpose.
Maybe she's just a girl next door who doesn't follow the trends. Maybe she follows her own trends. Maybe she was ahead of the times.
Because that's what she's wearing. That's what the trend would be. She's very simple. Versus look at everybody else.
It's just like panning over to everybody else, and then you see this guy who we've never seen before, and it's like, what? Who is this guy? What's with
I
his facial
they're
hair?
Talking about the draft, right? I believe that's what they're talking about. One of them got a draft notice.
Yeah, it's a good thing we don't do that anymore.
No. No, they like every once in a while you hear somebody, they should ring up the draft. Do you want soldiers who actually want to be there or people who don't?
Who's likely?
One of the more famous instances that Muhammad Ali lost 10 years of his boxing career because he protested the Vietnam War due to peace. He did not go to Vietnam and he was in jail for those 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. Muhammad, like, we need to do the Ali movie that Will Smith did at some point. Take a shot, because you know obviously he just passed away, and you know what he wasn't just a.
Did he? I don't remember this.
Muhammad, yes, it's all over the news.
How long ago was this?
Like, I think it was either a month ago or 2 months. Definitely either I think it was either a month ago or 2 months ago. But he passed away recently, and so like that's a prime example of somebody standing up for their beliefs. Like, I will not fight in your war because you said the commies are coming.
I don't believe Muhammad Ali's dead.
Dude, please don't do that. I might have to edit that out so people don't hear that. He did pass away.
The heart may fail, but a legend never dies.
Yeah. I mean, he's always going to be remembered.
Yes. Anyways, back to this movie where we have two lovebirds.
Yeah.
We're like star-crossed lovers.
Well, they're not. What is that?
Across the universe.
God damn it. There it is. I feel like any movie that does that where like they say the title in the dialogue, they're just being really shit writers. And the writer's probably thinking, that was very clever that I did that. But really, to me, it's just lazy. They're just getting to know each other.
Is there an actual clever way of implementing the title of the movie into the movie? Into the script?
Lord of the Rings did it when this is The Return of the King.
Are you just saying that because you're a fucking Lord of the Rings fan?
No, that's the first example that popped in my head.
Well, maybe next we'll see The Force Awakens.
No, that's our last commentary of the year.
Like a full year after the movie actually came out in theaters?
Yeah, why not? I mean, right in time for Rogue One? Why the fuck not, right? I mean, I already said it, so...
Fair enough.
That's going to be the last...
Oi! What do you think the facing city property for?
I'm not gonna lie, for that little stick to draw that, that's pretty fucking good.
I wish I could draw it all. Don't continue your art, you dickhead.
Nah, he's a rebel rouser. He has to defy the law. You can tell she's having fun, though.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
I mean, if there's anything a person needs after like a traumatic event like that happened to them, they need to laugh, they need to smile. And she found the love of a British person. Run, you fat pig.
Come on, Ben, settle down. He's just doing his job.
Yeah, but he was a little bit of a prick. Like, whatever. I mean, they're defacing shit that nobody lives in. You know, like, come on.
Uh-oh. She's singing the song.
What song is this one?
Shit.
I know I said I wouldn't ask, and I did it again.
I'm
Because
pretty sure before the song actually starts, it states which one it is in the subtitles.
I don't believe it does. Not in the subtitles that I'm using.
It did with Come Together, at least.
Yeah, because that was the chorus.
No, I'm saying it says Come Together plays. And then
Okay,
it went
maybe it's
into
just
the
me.
lyrics. Look, dude, I just want to fucking hold your hand, all right? Get back over here.
No, we'll do that plenty at Retropalooza.
Wait, what? No.
It's
Why are you gonna make it weird?
always weird.
Nah, man, you just make it weird.
She's got really nice vocals, though.
Yeah, she does. Oh, no, don't do this. He's just like, I'm sorry, I've got another girl. I can't do this with you anymore. You see that American girl over there? I'm getting in her pants now.
Let me ask you something. Are the actors who are singing, are they the same as the actual actors? Because sometimes they'll get dubs to do the voiceovers. But are they the same? I'm assuming they're the same. Like they sing and act in the movie.
Because it's sung by exactly 9 actors, a reference to the way the Beatles recorded the song, the 3-part harmony vocal performance among John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison is overdubbed 3 times to make 9 voices in all. Only the song Because is redubbed, just to fit the original song.
Oh, okay. What, is there any
Or at least that's what I'm gathering over the trivia here.
Okay.
So that I might just be talking out of my ass. I might have just spoke the truth.
But everything else, it's the actors singing over it. Also, yes.
Somebody's getting lucky tonight.
But other than that, it's the actors who are singing the songs.
Yes.
Okay. But I
Do you
mean, you
find it
know.
weird that we're doing a romance movie?
Not really. Why?
I don't know.
We cover everything.
Everything but religion.
No, we're gonna. Oh, we'll hit religion in a big way come Easter 2017.
I'm actually also fairly certain we've already done religion at some point.
We did Prince of Egypt.
Was that not one of the ones that got fucked over?
No, that was Aladdin.
Yeah, and that was a religious movie too.
No, Hercules is the one that got lost, not Aladdin. Because we've never done Aladdin yet, my bad.
We should do Aladdin as well, to
Yeah, one day. One
be sure.
day.
Also, come on, give us a little privacy.
No,
I've
it's the
got a lady
60s,
in my
man.
bed here.
60s, man. Everything's chill.
I want you so heavy playing. I think that's what it said. Yeah, so it states the song before it actually starts.
It shows up very briefly then because it just went away from me.
Oh no,
And
I'm
I.
at the draft office. The fuck was that?
Okay.
Oh.
That would. Is he tripping balls? Did he take acid? Was it acid in that cotton?
Probably. That's gonna be my guess.
I'm not gonna lie, this is kind of creepy.
What, you never been enclosed by a bunch of men at once before?
Nope, never. And I played football.
Whoa, look at those dudes' faces. That
Yeah.
was small soldiers. This kind of reminds me of that music video with Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, Michael Jackson's sister.
You
Where it's
mean,
shit, what was that song
It's not
called?
the it's not Jesse Jackson. Fuck.
Something Nation?
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt did the song on Lip Sync Battle. That's how I know,
That
because he was
doesn't I
trying to
don't watch
reenact
Lip
that
Sync
music
Battle, so
video.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Fuck.
I like the use of animation right here, though.
Oh, it was Rhythm Nation by Jesse Jackson.
Are you sure it was Jesse, the singer was Jesse Jackson?
I'm fairly certain it was.
Look up the actual song. Right, the singer, please. I don't believe Jesse Jackson is right.
If I can spell it correctly, that is.
I just look at the song title.
Janet Jackson, I'm sorry.
With apologies to Janet Jackson.
Who the fuck is Jesse Jackson then?
I don't know. It's probably just the first thing you thought up in your head. Oh, look at, we're in the jungles of Vietnam.
Yeah.
That's not a yeah. Vietnam was a fucking quagmire. We're now in the movie of
Forrest Gump. Where's Bubba?
Are they literally carrying freedom to the communists? They're literally carrying freedom to the communists.
I'm going to say yes. Also, Jesse Jackson was a civil rights activist, Baptist minister, and minister yes. And politician.
I was talking about in terms of songs. I know who Jesse Jackson is.
Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Hey, look, it's the this actor was in Man of Steel, playing an army officer. And he's, oh God. He's fit for war. He's going to war.
Frontline infantry. Probably. I know. That dude's facial hair just cracks me up. I don't know why.
What?
Just the dude with the round spectacles and all the fucking facial hair. Like, it was just kind of on the streets.
He probably like, trim
that
streets.
Shit up. Come on. Look presentable.
No. It's the hippies. I mean, look at them.
You're a hippie. Also, JoJo's fucking Jimi Hendrix. Cut him a break.
And she's still pining over Jude, isn't she? Or is she pining over Jimi Hendrix now? Or is she pining over the woman?
Perhaps she's still pining for Jesus Christ Superstar. Because as we all know, this is the same actress as
Mary Magdalene?
Yes.
It was not the same actress as Mary Magdalene.
No, it wasn't, because that was like 30, 40 years before this movie came out.
Yep.
Or maybe she just aged really well.
No, stop.
This thing's weird. That's good. Settle your shit down, man.
Whoa. This is the reference to Jimi Hendrix right here.
Yeah.
With the purple. Purple haze going. I can't remember the lyrics.
Sweet emotion. That's Jimi Hendrix, right?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I can only know Hendrix songs by their guitar riffs, not necessarily their lyrics.
Nope, that was Aerosmith. God damn it. Also, old box of Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, they probably have to pay license to use that shit too.
I'm not sure if I've actually listened to any kind of songs by Jimi Hendrix, actually. Probably, but I don't think I'd really recognize who did it if I listened to it. Oh, shit. It's this song.
It's Dear Prudence, which is, I believe this is on the album Abbey Road.
And this, there's actually a bit of trivia on this.
No, this is on the White Album. It's the second song.
There's actually a bit of trivia on this exact scene here. The scene when Prudence locks herself in the closet and has to be serenaded out by the other cast members is a reference to a real occurrence in 1968 at the ashram of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in India, where the Beatles, Mia Farrow, Donovan, and others were studying. Mia Farrow's sister, Prudence, was reclusive and did not leave her living quarters to join the other students, inspiring John Lennon to write the song Dear Prudence. The film also uses the song as a subtle reference to the fictional Prudence character's reluctance to come out of the closet in relation to her sexual orientation.
I figured that. I mean, it's kind of obvious now. But Dear Prudence is basically sort of like talking to a specific woman and like, you're really beautiful. You just don't realize it yet. Also, the city behind him is moving. I'm kind of afraid.
Look, sometimes you just gotta.
Are we at the end of Jesus and Nazareth? What the fuck is going on now?
Hey man, you just gotta look at the bright side. Get your head in the clouds for a bit. Just realize that everything will be okay. We don't care if you're a fucking lesbian.
No, we don't.
Nobody's gonna judge you. Just come on out of the fucking closet and hang out with us. See? She's all nice and giddy. Now that they've snuck drugs and weed into all of her pot brownies. I don't fucking know. Also, that dude's shoulders have got to be sore if they're just marching down the line like this. Isn't it kind of funny that that exact argument is how we still kind of get people together?
What?
Our voice is our weapon!
Well, I mean,
if,
it's true.
If we try hard enough, we can stop Metroid Federation forces from happening.
That's a fucking video game. That's just fucking being people being babies. But, like, I mean, it's true. Like, using your voice, getting out there is important. The problem nowadays is that you have so many people who... There's no direction for most of these groups out there. It's just a lot of noise. It's not a focused message.
It's all rabble, 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 rabble. We can't agree on shit.
I mean, pretty much. Like, even when, like, groups who are trying to say something, it's, like, divisive within divisive. There's splinters within that group, so it's, like, what's going on? Versus at least, like, I want to believe back in the 60s, like, you had a direction, you had a moment, this is what we want to do, this is what we want to accomplish.
We want Nixon in the White House.
No. Also, the Vietnam War was really fucked up.
Yes.
Like, it was really fucked up.
That was the one where we used the Agent Orange, right?
Yeah.
And that fucked up so many people's lives, because we also used it on our soldiers.
And then, of course, you have this... Like, not every Vietnam soldier killed, like, went on those infamous, you know, killing villages, stuff like that, but, like, they existed. There's some, like, I think there was a whole movie, HBO miniseries about it called Generation Kill. No, that was about the modern era. But
yeah, it was Wolverine Origins.
Stop.
So or was it the first
Vietnam
class?
War, honestly, the Vietnam War is something that shouldn't be trivialized. It was probably one of the more darker moments in American history and in the history of Vietnam.
Yes.
Like, it really, like, at that, like, after that, at that point, like, you can honestly say right around Vietnam is when, like, sort of America started turning into this, becoming what we are now, you know?
How did people get their hands on a school bus?
I mean, you can buy them.
I would like to know how much those fucking school buses are, then.
Like, holy shit. You want a fucking school bus?
Yeah, and I want to just fucking take it to the future, bring it back all crazy with new technology where it can shrink, transform into other things, so I can become a teacher in an elementary school and just kidnap my children. And make sure they learn the goddamn things I need to teach them. They'll never forget the memories I'll give them.
Also, what was the song? There was a song, now a new song that was playing, but I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I was kind of going on my tirade before it started happening. Oh, I think I know what song's about to start. This seems vaguely familiar.
Is that Bono? Where's Bono?
I don't think that's Bono.
Is this Yoko Ono?
Could be. I don't fucking know. I don't know what people look like.
You the fucking have the trivia.
You're a trivia.
I guarantee that punch is spiked with something.
Yep, this is it.
Is this Strawberry Fields?
No, but it certainly is a different song. That does kind of fall down a certain rabbit hole.
Oh,
it's Bono.
It's Bono, aka a piece of crap.
Hello, hello.
Why do you like U2 so much? I'm curious.
Because our songs are great. Because we gotta transcend the bullshit and
is
fast, man.
Is there a trivia about why Bono's in this movie?
Because sometimes Bono just needs to be in everything.
Can you... I want to ask, is there a reason why... Also, he has blue sunglasses.
When Jude, Lucy, and Max are at the party for Dr. Robert, portrayed by Bono, they're seen drinking from a bowl of an unknown liquid. This is a reference to the lyric, take a drink from his special cup, Dr. Robert. And the punch at the party is, of course, then electric Kool-Aid. Just like Kessie use at his parties. Finally, when Dr. Robert stops at Dr. Jiri's place, this refers to Timothy Leary, who also experimented with LSD and was often at odds with Kesey. Kessie? Also, I Am the Walrus.
One of your favorite songs.
Yeah.
So why do you, again, and so this song is really, really weird.
Yes, it is.
Once Bono grew up, I believe he's Scottish, so he grew. I think he grew up around the. He probably grew up with what listening to the Beatles. I mean, would you say U2 as a band are influenced by the Beatles? Or at least Bono.
Possibly, and he's Irish, not Scottish.
Okay, my bad. He's Irish.
There's a difference.
I know there's a difference, and I feel bad.
He was born in Dublin, Republic of Ireland.
Hashtag
respect Scott my people, exit. Ben.
You're not Irish. You're further. That's like saying I'm Spanish. We're not.
I am a second generation
what's
Irish
going on
American.
With the colors?
Because sometimes you just gotta, really show off the colors when you're doing LSD, Ben.
This is really straining on the eyes.
Nah, man. It's just like if you were on your laptop and you had your screen like, oblique.
Wait, they're the Eggman. What's good?
Cuckoo Kachoob. Yeah.
I thought it was Cuckoo Kachoo.
Cuckoo Kachoob, Cuckoo Kachoo, whatever. It's all the same. It's all nonsense words.
This is really hard on the eyes, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, what do you think it was
so
like for the people doing LSD?
What is the message behind this fucking song? I have to know. Does it get high and have a good time?
No, I believe the message behind this song is that, corporations and the man should be, taken down. Or at least, they're awful people.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a given.
Because, yeah, if you listen to the lyrics or just kind of read them, it kind of becomes a lot more clear. Except for, like, I Am the Eggman. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean.
I'm assuming Eggman is, like, I mean, when you think of an egg, you think of what? Similar?
Looks I think of Adam Sandler.
Identical? So this could be like the egg, like they are the Eggman, I am the Eggman. It's referring to like we are, it's, I don't fucking know. I'm trying to make something up that's not there.
I am you as you are me as you are he and we are all together. You gotta love the filters.
I feel like somebody just went into Photoshop and just went fucking nuts. That's all they fucking did for this particular scene. Or Movie Maker and like, oh, I can do this now? Ooh, let me do a whole scene with this.
Nah, man, this is when the high finally settles
also,
down.
This is a nice-ass beach house. Holy shit.
Yeah, you want to go to that pavilion over there?
Let's go there. Where the hell is this place?
I don't fucking know.
It has to fucking exist somewhere.
I would rather, like, visit fucking Dublin, Ireland.
This could be in Ireland.
Also, the bus is called Bluebird.
Is that referencing anything?
Maybe. I don't know. I was just pointing it out. Also, the passengers and drivers are still kind... What? Masturbating alligators. They're still kind of high. Like, look at the dude. Like, sticking his head out of the window.
He's clearly high.
Or they're at least very good at acting high. Then again, we are two people who have never done drugs in our lives.
I've been high
or
before.
At least I haven't.
I've been high before.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. But also, there's Freddy Krueger driving the actual bus. I fear for all of their lives.
It's not Freddy Krueger. That's not the actor. He's got
the striped shirt,
that
Ben.
Okay, I'm wearing a striped shirt when I go see you at Retropalooza, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk around you with my hands behind my fucking back. That's the entire time.
Don't fucking do that.
What?
Well, she's become full-on hippie flower girl.
Oh, there's the line from I Am the Walrus.
So basically, like, this is sort of like a youth discovery movie. So they're trying to find their identity while growing up in such a troubled time.
This gal is fucking mental problems. We should not be following her.
Those are fake cows? The hell? What the fuck is going on? Dragon, what the fuck is going on?
What, did you actually think we came down from the high?
This is so fucking weird.
And this is when we all found out this was the inspiration for Woodstock.
Well, Woodstock was, what, 63, I think. It was in the 60s.
Oh. I thought it was an annual thing.
I mean, it is, but, like, it started, like, in the 60s, I think. I think Woodstock actually still happens, but it's not nearly what it used to be from what I read. I don't know what the fuck is going on, though. What the
Oh, shit, it's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Okay, this is Sgt. Pepper.
What is up with Sgt. Pepper's? What am I even... Okay, I'm going to have nightmare fuel tonight. Thank you very much. Who is playing Sgt. Pepper's, dude? Who's the actor?
He is sore. He is a dude. Also...
Yeah, you can just say, oh, I don't have it, I'll get it in just a second, instead of just making up bullshit with me.
His name is Bob, and his last name might rhyme with Marley, or Rarley.
Stop.
I don't fucking know.
Fucking stop. But Sgt. Pepper's is one of your other favorite songs, correct?
Yes.
What the fuck is going on anymore?
Also, this is not a Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay. This is freaking Moon, the Michael Jackson movie territory right now. Not Moonwalker. Is it Moonwalker?
If it's the one you've been wanting to do for a while, then yes, that is the one you're trying to refer to.
This is what it feels like, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. It certainly seems more stylized. Stylized.
Moonwalker was very stylized. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe when it went to Smooth Criminal, everything else was just kind of weird.
Well, yeah, it's stylized.
I wonder if this guy's actually just known as Sgt. Pepper.
This is not...
Nope, he's not. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to look for the character name.
Like, I don't know what's going on anymore. Like I understand, like, they were on this trip with this guy... sort of just doing whatever because the other guy's going to war, but like, what the fuck is the point with this other than to include a song, just include a song?
See,
just be weird for the sake of being weird.
Mr. Kite might be this character played by Eddie Izzard.
Oh wow, that's Eddie Izzard. I couldn't tell with all that makeup on. Very famous comedian.
Is it?
Yeah, very famous comedian. He did one of my favorite jokes he's ever done was like, like, you know, how did England conquer the world? It's like, with flags, they go up to, like, India. It's like, we conquered this world in the name of England.
This is supposed to be Eddie Izzard, though, right? I'm not, like,
I'm
just confusing the actor. He is in the cast, but I'm just making sure I'm not confusing, like, this actor with this character.
I hope so. Now I'm doubting myself, because I thought you confirming that as Eddie Izzard.
I mean, it's starting to look more like Eddie Izzard as I kind of look back and forth between them.
Go look a flag joke by Eddie Izzard, regardless. It's a hilarious joke. Plus, one of my favorites he's ever done. Do you have a flag? No flag, no country. That's the rules.
He was in The Simpsons.
He's in everything.
Ocean's 13.
Are we about to walk upon an orgy? I have no idea what's going on in this movie. An hour in, I have no idea what the fuck is going on anymore.
As far as I'm aware, we've run away from the army and all the riots, and we are still high.
They look high, don't they?
It was the 60s. Or the 50s still? I don't know.
It's the 60s. It's clearly the 60s. It's been the 60s since the beginning of this movie.
I thought they started off in the 50s.
No. It's always been the 60s. It's just that... remnants of the 50s because they were younger, that's what sticks around, but like, it's definitely the 60s.
Time is all relative. Don't give me that shit. Aw, look at them cuddling.
I just have no idea what's going on in this movie anymore. Like, what is the point of all this? I mean, I get it, like, it's a love letter to Beatles songs, but...
it's still a romance movie between this gal and Jude.
Yeah, but there haven't been a lot of scenes with them, though.
I'm fairly certain this is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Also, for a moment, I got a little confused whether or not they're like swimming in the sky or if they're underwater.
Might be a combination of both.
What was this, the fucking start of Kingdom Hearts? Am I right?
Nobody's gonna understand our reference because nobody likes Kingdom Hearts.
I love Kingdom Hearts. You shut your whore mouth.
Also, totally naked dude up in the upper left-hand corner.
Hey, man.
Oh, we got nude. Send
Sometimes you
nudes.
just gotta see a whole bunch of melding of bodies. Come on.
So is this a metaphor for sex? I mean, they're actually doing
Very
it, but
well
like,
could be.
I mean, I feel like it is.
What was this movie rated?
It's probably rated R. I mean, with all this, it's probably rated R. If definitely if not like
Look at
PG-13.
that ass. I did that in a very weird voice. Also, PG-13.
Well, I mean, there's no, you don't see any genitalia, and her boobs are covered up. Like, there's no, like, you don't actually see any, like,
Oh, I
meat,
think we're
meat, meat.
we're back in Vietnam.
I think this is where Strawberry Fields plays, right? Also, the camera has sort of changed to fit more of a war movie style.
Yeah, it has.
Which, that's a really nice.
More of a granular filter.
Yeah. Well, not even that. I was just more saying, like, where the camera is angled and stuff like that.
What happened, Forrest? You got shot. And I'll never forget what he said to me that day.
Can you stop quoting Forrest Gump before we do the actual commentary?
I want to go home. Look, sometimes you just gotta make jokes and references.
Yeah, but we have let's do that commentary first before we reference it.
But then how will people know which, like, the order of the things we've done? Did we do this first? Did we do that first?
It's
Why
in
is
the
he
posting,
referencing
motherfucker. Come on. You can just
this?
sort by date. There you go.
That doesn't mean,
Shut up. Just
make
shut
it
up.
all necessarily true. Maybe we did these all in a certain order and you just uploaded them in a different order. Behind the scenes with D&T commentaries. Maybe it's bullshit. Maybe I'm just making shit up. You'll never know.
No, you can know. Just fucking whatever.
Stop trying to spoil my fun, Ben.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
That's kind of
Treat me
creepy.
like one of your French girls.
Also, there was a slight nipple showing.
Hey,
Yep,
man.
this is
Yeah.
PG-13, and we got this didn't get it. I'm surprised that right there should have probably gotten an R. You
No,
didn't think
man,
the
it was
director
just
was
one
like, "Can
nipple.
you show one nipple? What about okay? Can I get you to show two? One? Okay, one."
Oh, no, not full frontal? Maybe two? No? One? Oh, okay.
No movie does full frontal. You do full frontal, you're NC-17.
Yeah, it is.
And that'll never happen because then you're really subjugating your audience.
If you really want to
Also, that's
showcase.
really creepy that he's drawing her while she's asleep. That's like taking pictures of
Is it
your
weird
girlfriend.
or is it romantic?
It's weird! Get her
Why is it weird?
permission first.
Maybe she did get her permission. You
Because
don't
there's no
know.
con. You know what? I didn't see a scene like that, so I'm gonna say that's not okay. Guys, if your
Connotation,
woman
the
is sleeping
context
naked
of
on
the
your
movie up to
couch,
this point, I'm
don't
going to
paint
make
her.
the assumption that he has permission. Also, there's multiple drawings in the background.
There's
We
drawings and
see.
then there's when she's in the nude. Don't draw your woman in the nude unless she's
I mean, I
awake.
saw a couple of drawings and yep, see that picture in the right? That's I'm pretty sure that's her in the nude.
Nope. But she's sleeping though. That's different. Those probably had her permission. It's the
You
fact that
don't
she's
fall asleep
asleep.
in the obvious art room unless you want to get drawn.
Bullshit. The art room could also be the sleeping room. Don't draw your women while they're
No,
asleep.
that's
That's
not how
creepy.
this works.
That's
You have
really.
a
I'm just
very
saying, it's really
dedicated
creepy.
room for art and another dedicated room for sleep.
It's really creepy.
Especially when you're living in the 60s. Everybody had enough money to have two different rooms for this kind of situation. Get the feeling Ben's just shaking his head and he's like, oh my fucking god, just shut the fuck up. Also, she's smiling at the picture
Okay, she
that
approves.
he
Fine.
drew of her while she was naked, asleep.
I just find it a little creepy. It's a little creepy.
Just because you find it a little creepy doesn't make it that they think it's a little creepy.
Okay, fine. I know I wouldn't do that.
It's like, you know, sure, you've seen me naked multiple times when we've had sex. I know, I don't give a shit.
No, there's one thing. It's not the fact of seeing, it's the fact that I'm going to draw you. I'm going to immortalize your naked body in a still image.
I'm going to become a cartoonist and I'm going to use your fucking body. And then just to make it a little more child friendly, I'm going to make you a mouse.
Is he basically tired of the protesting?
I mean, after a while, wouldn't you get sick of anything that happens just over a long period of time?
Yeah, but you got to keep fighting, though. Otherwise, why did you fight in the first place if you were just going to give up eventually?
Who knows?
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Oh, shit, JoJo. We got more Jimmy.
You can see she's moving up in the music world. She's performing at a bigger venue than she was before.
I feel like this isn't truly accurate, because JoJo is playing right-handed.
Well, I mean, he's not Jimi Hendrix. Shut up.
He's supposed to be a very clear reference to Jimi Hendrix.
That doesn't mean he has to be left-handed, though. It's just an homage. It's not a one.
You're an homage.
Shut up. Also, you can tell Hendrix, or is it JoJo who's the guitarist, or is that the woman?
JoJo is the guitarist.
Okay, that he's kind of pissed at her.
Yeah.
You can just tell by the way he plays the guitar and just the way he looks at her.
The fuck you just say, bitch? Like, you could immediately see that's what she was thinking when she just straight up turned her head at him. Oh, man. They are just outright having an argument on stage. Oh, no.
Probably heard that she's continuing on the performance, but Jesus Christ. Not a place that you want to have a breakdown.
Uh-oh. This is like a Johnny Cash.
Oh, with June and Johnny?
Probably, yes.
Do you not know who? God damn it. Don't reference Johnny Cash, he's not going to ring up his wife.
Like, I know of things that happened with Johnny Cash. Where he was kind of high on stage, right? Stop. Or at least he had arguments on stage, right?
Stop.
He walked the lines of documentary, right?
No, whatever. You're thinking of fucking Walk Hard. That's what you're thinking of.
Nah, man. Although, of course, we do also need to do Walk Hard, because that movie is fantastic. Take a shot. Can we do Walk Hard?
We do Walk the Line first.
Why the fuck do you want to do Walk the Line first?
Because Johnny Cash boring. Is an amazing musician, and so Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor to portray him. There you go.
Look at me, I'm the leader now.
Well, she got fed up with his shit. Like, kind of no reason to do that on stage, in a way. That's a really good place to have that kind of fucking argument.
Oh, no. That's an actual bottle of booze.
It's Jack Daniels, yeah, that shit's strong.
Yeah, it is. You don't have to tell me twice.
She basically, by doing what he did... Because we don't know if she was actually going to sign with the label, but basically by acting like a big asshole, he pretty much pushed her in that direction anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I feel like most guys tend to do that shit. They tend to assume the worst, they become the big asshole to their woman friend, and then boom. The woman leaves them and goes on to bigger and better things.
Did Jimi Hendrix do American Woman? No, that was Lenny Kravitz.
Stop confusing black musicians. I'm gonna ask you to stop right now.
No, that was an actual question.
Sure.
Because I'm actually trying to remember any kind of songs that I might remember.
You don't remember Purple Haze?
I recognize the title, but I don't think I recognize the song. I'd have to listen to it.
Yep, drove her right into the enemy.
My dad would probably be disappointed in me for not knowing Jimi Hendrix songs. Which I've also learned recently that he also used to listen to Styx. Oh no, I can't draw a fucking apple. My life's in shambles.
Well, he's trying to change his art style.
Fuck you, Apple. I'm gonna take my anger out on you. Cut you up.
He's probably mad that they're not spending enough time together. Basically, the rough part of a relationship when things aren't so, when you're not high all the time, and you have to come back to reality.
Yeah, reality is always the worst part about it, unless you're grounded enough to just kind of deal with it on a daily basis.
It feels weird because like they were also, just.
I just noticed the art in the background. What's going on there?
Is it vomiting? Person vomiting up something vile.
It's vomiting up faces.
It's not faces. They don't look like faces.
Like when the camera like clears up the space behind them again, you can see like eyes, noses, and mouths on each, like at the front of each one. That was weird. So, all right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying, Ben?
No, I just found it really weird how, like, we go from lovey-dovey to these two, and then, like, there's very little contextual reason why, like, they're... Like, you and I were able to piece it together, but, like, I feel like there's not enough connective tissue. Just, like, why are they fighting now? Like, why is he mad? Weren't they just lovey-dovey a few minutes ago? Like, the passage of time is not really clear in this movie. We don't know how much time has passed, how long they've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that she had a job, but he's probably just jealous because, like, she's not hanging around with him. Which, by the way, guys, don't be over-clinging with your women. They're people, too. They want to do things on their own.
It's all true.
Oh, here's strawberry fields.
There's the strawberries. Yeah, there it is. Strawberry Fields Forever playing.
Yes.
Because now he's high.
He's just smoking a cigarette.
He's going to a happier place. Let's grow strawberries. Also, that looks like symbolism with the bleeding strawberry.
Well, yeah, I think isn't Strawberry Fields like a symbolism? What's the message behind Strawberry Fields?
I actually do not know. I thought it was just kind of a happy song. After this song, I'm not so sure. Let's see. Strawberry Field was the name of a Salvation Army children's home just around the corner from Lennon's childhood home in Woolton, a suburb of Liverpool. Lennon and his childhood friends Pete Shotton, Nigel Wally, and Ivan Vaughn used to play in the wooden garden behind the home.
But obviously Strawberry Fields here is sort of referencing sort of like the bloody fields of Vietnam and sort of his own emotion, what he's going through right now.
Yeah. Apparently John Lennon also took great amusement at people trying to derive meaning from his lyrics. And reportedly partially wrote "I Am the Walrus" in reaction to people trying to academically decipher his meanings by writing a song that he felt was incomprehensible, simply to confound people from doing what I will attempt right now. Oh, that was, I'm sorry, that last sentence was like more of a direct quote from a blog. Yep, this is a blog.
Okay.
I should get off this page.
I think that's, I mean, like, whether consciously or subconsciously, I believe every single piece of art has a message in some way. Comic books, like, movies, music. There's always a message somewhere because you're influenced somewhere, and it's not necessarily the creator's. You can't control what a person interprets your art as.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, I can see something, and because of
somebody
my...
else can see something completely different, and neither one of you can be wrong.
Yeah, exactly, and I was going to further upon that, but like because of my personal experiences and, you know, just other things I've experienced throughout my life, I will read that particular, hear that particular song lyric different. I will read that line of dialogue particularly different. I will see those characters particularly different. You know, and you're right. Neither one is wrong. And I hate when people say, like, no, this is what it means. I'm like, that's what it means to you. That's not what it means to me. You know,
unless, of course, the actual artist does display what it's supposed to mean.
Even then, I don't think so. Because at the end of the day, anybody's art, although this is getting very, very dramatic, and very and great visuals. Yes, I think this is the most visually striking point in the movie where it's not confusing. But like I was saying, I feel like anybody's art is very it's up to interpretation. Even if the author says this is what this means, like, okay, yeah, you're definitive, but this is what I took out of it.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was an actual album cover, or like an album title that the Beatles had. That's kind of funny. I completely forgot about that. You remember when they said they were more popular than Jesus?
Who, the Beatles?
Yeah.
No, expound on that.
That was an actual controversy where they were getting so big for their britches, they were saying they were more popular. Or, yeah, bigger than Jesus.
Which, I mean, like, back... I mean, and it was then, I think that would be sacrilegious to say.
Yeah, that was a comment by John Lennon in 1966.
That's not surprising that John Lennon made that comment. But I've heard that before. But you consider how many people pledged their life to Christianity, that cult. You know, it's... But it doesn't surprise me that John Lennon made that quote.
Oh, that's... shit. They're having an argument about her hanging out with the other dude.
He's jealous.
And they're in a public setting.
I hate when people argue in a public setting.
You say we're in a revolution.
Now she's belittling the cartoons, belittling his art. But you kind of did.
Yeah.
You kind of did. You can't take it back now.
There's different ways of protest.
Yeah.
All right. They'll just run you over.
I can understand where she's coming from, where she basically sees no effort. And she sees... Like, because, again, the Vietnam War was the first sort of, like... Up until this point, there was no footage of war. Like, this is around the time... Like, even in the Korean War, TVs
were... Oh, no.
What?
It's time. Yep. It's time for Revolution. The original favorite song of mine.
Okay.
But I was... He's gonna start causing hell.
Like I was saying, even the Korean War, television sets weren't exactly prevalent in all American homes. They were a luxury item. So when you go into the mid-60s, into the 70s, during the Vietnam War, TVs became more popular, thing, especially color TVs. And that was really the first time in American history where we saw things, we were able to get images from the war directly, you know. And you, for the first time, you see most the civilians will see. I mean, obviously, soldiers would experience it, but civilians will see the horrors of war.
And oh yeah,
she's probably traumatized by it. She's, I mean,
what? I'm sorry. He's just like, I'm gonna leave on my own account, and then I'm just right back. Calling you out all. I'm calling you all out on your bullshit, because all your efforts are just gonna be wasted. Because you're naive and you don't know how the world works. Because if you just lay down in front of a tank, it's not going to change shit.
Who wrote this song, by the way? Does it say?
What, Revolution?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
I mean, who is there any... Like, I'd assume there was one of the... You know, some of them... Because I know some of them took, like, road particular things.
Oh, if I can spell it correctly... It was Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
I believe those two were the main songwriters, because I don't think George Harrison or Ringo Starr. Obviously, Ringo Starr was the drummer, right? And Harrison was bass.
I think so. And yeah, there's that same kind of level of anger that Jude's showing off in like this little song segment in the movie, in the actual song as well.
Oh, it's that same sort of, all right, it's the exact same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it slowly becomes a little more angry as the movie, not the movie, the song.
I'm assuming the message of that song is basically just fed up, like, what's going on at the time.
Yeah, man. Because aren't we all just kind of get that feeling at random times? Did you just kind of get sick and tired of... Finding it. Also, Martin Luther King Jr. in the top of...
I mean, like I was saying, this is the first instance where, like, historic events were on television regularly, you know? Obviously, Kennedy was assassinated in 63, Martin Luther King would be assassinated, I think, a year later, 2 years later.
Too many assassinations.
But the point is that this
Too
is when
many.
sort of television and capturing things sort of became a thing, and capturing these moments. Record everything, kids. You never know what you're
While
gonna
my
get.
guitar gently weeps. I think this one might have been one of my dad's favorite songs. Not entirely sure on that one. I think one of his was also I Am the Walrus. Also, IMDb is advertising KY Touch Jelly.
I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I don't know why you felt need to bring it up.
It was just a random thing that I felt warranted,
Ladies and gentlemen,
like,
this has been the
telling.
Random Hour, Mr. Dragon 01. Come back next week where we find out what other sexual products he learns he sees on IMDb. Also, you can see now that she's part of the music business, how her look has changed, how everything's changed. She's clearly not happy with it.
Wasn't that one of the big things about NSYNC, was that a lot of the shit they were doing was changing them?
I don't know. I didn't really care about NSYNC that much. I got a date because I gave a girl an NSYNC CD.
Also, to be fair, there were only like two actual singers in NSYNC, and the other two were just kind of background
What?
noise. It was like TJ or whatever the fuck his name is, and Justin Timberlake.
You mean TJ? I don't know who the fuck a TJ is. Who the fuck are you talking about?
I'm actually
Not
look.
Joey Fatone? Not that guy?
No,
Not
not Joey
Sephiroth?
Fat One.
Not God damn!
What?
Why did you
That's his
call him
name.
It's not. He's not fat
JC,
anymore.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, you're an asshole.
What? It was the joke that Robot Chicken did too.
That's so fucked up, though. It's because he was fat at the point. He's not fat anymore. I don't think
It's
he's
not
fat
even that he
anymore.
was fat, it's
I don't think
just
he's like
that his
Kirstie
last name
Alley
is
where.
literally spelled Fat One.
I don't think he's like Kirstie Alley where like he gains weight, loses weight. That's a name I haven't said in a while.
Yeah, it was just like two actual singers with JC and Justin Timberlake, and then a person that would go in the future to voice fucking Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts and anything
What, Joey Fatone?
with Sephiroth.
Was it Nick Ba Na Lance
That was
Bass?
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass, that's right.
He
He was
also
he's
tried to be
gay,
an
isn't he?
astronaut.
I think he's actually confirmed to be gay.
Yes. And whoever the fuck Chris Kirkpatrick is. And I honestly don't recognize that name.
The other member of NSYNC we don't know about.
Pretty much. Like, I always thought NSYNC had like four members like Backstreet Boys did. Did
The other
Backstreet?
Backstreet.
No,
No.
they had five members.
I don't remember any members of the Backstreet Boys. I just remember 98 Degrees and Nick Lachey. That's
I
all I
remember Nick
remember.
Carter and
He's a scumbag.
AJ.
You know that, right? He's like a racist scumbag nowadays.
What, Nick Carter?
No, not Nick Carter. His brother, Aaron Carter, I think, is a scumbag. Like, he supports Donald Trump and shit. Which is like, goddamn, dude.
Really? His younger brother is a Trump supporter?
I think so. I could just be making shit up, so whatever. And look, she's gone. She never came back.
Oh no.
She moved out. He has nobody to blame but himself.
What, you mean going to her workplace and fucking shit up made her run away from me? Also, there's a trumpet.
God damn it.
AJ, Howie, Nick Carter,
Also,
Kevin
across the
Richardson,
this is
and Brian
across the universe
Littrell.
playing. I mean, he has nobody to blame for himself. He acted like a complete little bitch
Yeah, he made
because
his bed and now he has to lie in it.
he couldn't handle the fact that his girlfriend was not hanging out with him
And
too
just
much.
being with other dudes, couldn't handle that maybe she was being faithful.
Possibly, yeah, probably that too. Also, probably sick of her like protesting bullshit. Protest, not bullshit, but sick of her just constantly talking about protesting how he needs to do more. Probably like it's a little bit of probably jealousy, and he probably thought she was making him feel
Oh
insecure
no.
because he's not doing anything significant.
Oh shit. It's the song.
What? Across the
Nothing's
Universe.
gonna
Yeah, I
change
said
my
that.
world.
I said that.
Well, Ben, I was looking at the cast of the Backstreet Boys at the time. I'm sorry. Oh, hey, they implemented the title of the movie into
It's a
the actual
song,
script.
so yeah.
See, they can do it well, Ben.
I'm just saying, it was inevitable. This gets a
Inevitable.
free pass at it.
Do you think Grace did it all right?
Whatever. I mean, of course it was gonna be in them because it's a song. It's not like a title. Also, I think he's looking for her.
I mean, yeah, he's gotta look for his Jenny. Jenny! I may not be smart,
Are you
Jenny,
saying this movie
but
is
I know
nothing more?
love.
Are you saying
What?
this movie is nothing more than a remake of Forrest Gump secretly, just with Beatles songs?
Well, except that Jude doesn't go out to war.
Oh, I think that's her.
Was a Helter Skelter? That sounds very familiar. What's the thing about that?
I don't know.
Because they were talking about that earlier in the movie too. Me look this up here real quick because I am.
I really like the
Oh
lighting they're
shit!
doing with her right now. It's really
That
nice looking.
was the actual Charles Manson ordeal. This is the thing with Charles Manson going on right now.
Okay, but you need to be more specific.
In the months leading up to the Tate LaBianca murders in August 1969, Charles Manson often spoke to the members of his family about Helter Skelter, an apocalyptic war arising from racial tensions between blacks and whites.
I'm surprised I haven't seen that term come up, considering the state of the country recently over the past several years.
Has it been getting better or worse?
Depends on where you
If you
look.
take the internet into account.
Depends on who you talk to. Depends on who you talk to, man.
I just noticed my pins have hearts on
This has been the Random Hour once again, Mr. Dragon 01. Come back next week where we find out what else is in Mr. Dragon's pants and know what's on his dick.
What? Why are we back in Vietnam? Also, why are we talking about my penis?
Because remember that's the main, that's the guy who was sent to Vietnam, remember?
Yeah. Now that also does not answer my question about why are we talking about my penis now. Also, did you just get shot?
No, he got his head got bashed up against the railway.
Ouch. I'm pretty certain that just changed your world. You know what I mean? You know what I'm
What the
saying?
fuck is going on right here?
We got a bunch of naked women posing on top of water.
Yeah, they're on platforms, you can tell.
Also, I'm fairly certain the five in the background are wearing masks.
I think that. No, I think it's just makeup. Yeah, they're
No,
wearing
yeah, those
makeup.
are masks.
Yeah. The lead one's not. Because he's got.
Boodles!
How is
I'm
this
sorry.
PG-13? How did this get PG-13?
Because it's a lot of paint. You can't see the nipples.
No, we saw a nipple earlier, though. This is like four nipples.
Hey Marge, guess how many boobs I saw?
God damn
Three.
it. What?
Yeah, this was from an episode where they went to Florida for spring break, and Homer comes back home drunk. And he's like, Marge, guess how many boobs I saw? And then he gives like an odd number. Now
Because
we're
you're
in
making a Total
jail.
Recall reference.
No. Why would you think I was making a Total Recall
Because
reference to the word Marge?
there's a three-boobed woman in that movie. That's why.
You're a three-boobed woman.
No, I'm not. I'm so not. Also, this movie is horrible with pacing. I'm not gonna lie. It kind of takes. It feels like it trudges along for the most part. Also, look, it's his dad. Good thing he made that connection earlier.
Sup, Dad? What's going on? I remember you from the beginning of the movie. I thought you didn't want anything to do with me.
No, he
Dad!
didn't want anything to do with him.
Wait, son didn't want anything to do with the father?
Yes. He's like, I don't want anything. I
The
just,
fuck
you
did he
know.
go there for?
This is my s motherfucker!
He's doing
God,
the exact
okay.
opposite.
No, okay. I want you, everybody,
I
right
wasn't
now,
paying
pause
attention.
I want you to pause the commentary. Go to the very front of this and remember what I said to Dragon. Why the fuck is he here? He doesn't want. I'm really mad right
You said,
now.
why is he here? That could mean both ways between the father or the son.
He went to visit him, you piece of shit!
That's exactly why I was confused why you would be referring as the son
I did not
as.
refer. I was like, why is he here? Why did he go find his dad? I specifically said, why he went to go find his dad. There's fucking audio! There's audio of it from an hour and a half earlier. So fuck off. Also, somebody just have sex already. My bones are dying. I'm falling asleep.
Wait, what? Remember when this movie had like a story to tell?
I mean, it's basically a love story and the tribulations of a relationship and the fucked up turmoil times of Vietnam and racial America. I mean, we still live in a racial America, but still.
Oh shit, this movie just turned into the Gangs of New York.
No, it's not. We're back in England again.
Look at all these weird hats everybody's wearing.
Well, I mean, we're just back in England again. I'm pretty
Are
sure
you sure
that's
we're back in
June.
England and we're not just in New York? We're not gonna see fucking Leonardo DiCaprio and what's his name? Along with the dead rabbits. Which, by the way, also need to do Gangs of New York.
Also, this is the woman earlier. This is the woman, remember the girl he was seeing at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
I'll write you, and he
Oh.
never does because he falls in love with another woman because he's a w asshole.
Oh no.
He's kind of an unlikable main character. He's really unlikable.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I mean, he lost his woman in America. He lost his woman back then months ago.
Well, gave up more like. That seems like a proper term.
What, gave up?
Yeah, it's like he didn't lose her because she didn't. She wasn't one that left. He was.
Well, I mean, he said, "I'll be back. I'll write," implying that the relationship was still going on.
I thought that was the thing with the war dude and then
No,
died.
no, no. No, that was also him too, because they were leaving both at the same time. He was coming to America and he was
Okay.
going to Vietnam. Still, he's kind of an unlikable asshole.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, you know.
I also realize it's a lot harder to follow a movie on mute when it's the second time ever you've seen it. But then again, I guess it's not really much of an excuse because I think this is the first time you've ever seen it. Aw, that's sweet. They're gonna bone.
No, they're not.
They totally are. Don't lie to me.
I mean, she's free, so I don't think she wants to.
I do not recognize the song. And I miss the title of the song that's playing. Oh shit.
The hell is going on? What the f.
Well, he's hallucinating.
I don't know
You
what's going on.
saw the head bandages.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Is he dancing or is he spazzing out?
Yes.
Isn't I Well then. This
Are they
certainly
coming?
seems like a dream come true going on right now.
This is what the fuck is going. I don't know what's going
That
on
was a
though right
very
now.
pretty lady.
Well, ladies, but are they all
I
the
mean,
same
they're all the same
age?
actress.
Yeah. That looks like Salma Hayek a little bit. Just a little bit.
Is she the person that plays Carter?
What?
Agents of Carter, right?
No.
Cap's girlfriend?
No, it's not. No,
Peggy
not even
Hill?
close.
That's
Not even
who I was thinking.
close.
She kind of looks like Peggy Hill.
Peggy Carter, you mean,
Peggy
but that's
Carter, I'm
not her.
sorry.
I'm thinking of somebody else.
Well then.
Yes, I would love naked lady injected into me. That's gonna be awesome. Yep, he's high. I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be morphine they injected into him.
Morphine, hydrocodone, who knows?
Morphine is probably morphine.
And he's out.
He's dead.
Nah. Panning over to this kind of situation, I doubt it. Also, if there's an army and soldiers all around that statue, why are they letting a hippie just kind of wave a flag around? That seems weird. Max is all fucked up.
I mean, it's true. Like you would think.
PG-13, where you can say fuck.
Well, whatever it's like, but like it's she's kind of like I really like her message of the movie, like sort of like war is awful. Like if you're punching the shit out of somebody, a normal person goes, "This is awful. I need to stop." Yet, because of a lot of factors, war keeps going on. Namely because of war profiteers, and
mm-hmm.
the illusion of fighting
oh,
for freedom
shit.
And justice.
Well, I'm pretty safe in this phone box. I should probably stay in here. Or was she just now trying to get out of there?
I think she was trying to get out of there, but then she's pretty much staying in there for home protection. I love how when you're in the crowd shots, the camera's in the action.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you that claustrophobic feel when you're in some environment like that.
Also, we're back on Revolution. Comes full circle. I mean, not really, because like Revolution started like what 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my god, this is giving me a headache. Hey doctor, can you give me some more morphine?
Can you,
I really want some more of that naked lady.
I'll take more naked lady, please. What's the prescription for that?
Maybe we get a crate of absinthe. I'll take a shot of that. Oh, hey, it's not Jimi Hendrix.
It's Joe.
Because he's not fucking playing left-handed.
Jesus Christ, will you let that go?
No.
Where did you come from?
Where did you go?
Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe. Did you know the group that, like, wrote that song still, like, plays that live?
I wouldn't be surprised. It's a memorable song.
They're literally a one-hit wonder band.
Who cares? If they can make money off that one hit, why the fuck not? Just keep doing it, right?
Wouldn't you get bored after years of playing the exact same song for money?
But the fucking money! The money's good, don't question it.
Oh no.
They're making
what
bombs.
What are they doing?
They're making bombs. I see a clock, they're making bombs.
God damn it.
I mean, come on. They're in secret. You tell me that's not a bomb?
I mean, just because I see fuses doesn't mean they're making bombs.
That shit's a bomb.
Yo, man, that shit's the bomb.
No, this is not the this is not the 80s. Was the 80s that brought
Wasn't that
bomb?
A 90s thing?
No, I wouldn't say that was an 80s thing.
I don't fucking know. Oh, hey, Jude. Don't let me down.
Stop. By the way, I don't know the origins of Hey Jude. I don't know the origins of Hey Jude.
The origins were two people
to,
possibly
I
took a pen
to
some paper.
I swear to, yep, I'm gonna come kick your ass. American Andy Warhol's killed in home. Yep, there you go. They did make a bomb. And now he's terrified that his girlfriend is dead. Or his ex-girlfriend is dead.
Oh, shit.
That's a really depressing beach.
Paul McCartney wrote this as Hey Jules, a song meant to comfort John Lennon's 5-year-old son Julian as his parents were getting a divorce. The change to Jude was inspired by the character Judd, or I guess Jude, just kind of spelled differently, in the musical Oklahoma, which I guess McCartney loves show tunes. So yeah, this was originally like written to comfort like someone else's son while his parents were getting a divorce.
It's not necessarily like a love song to like a woman. At least initially. But again, like we said earlier, like that's the great meaning of song, is that you can interpret it to many different things. He meant it one thing, yet it's interpreted to be many different things.
Yes. I'm actually kind of surprised this movie has not ended yet.
It's a very long movie.
It is. Fucking, what was this, 2.5 hours?
Not 2.5 hours, like 2 hours and 13 minutes, so close to it. But I think we're coming close to the end, though. It feels like the end. Because they're all separated. In a way, this kind of speaks about life. You know, friendships, sometimes you just split away from each other. Except you and I.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, stop. What? We did that last week.
Let's all go to a pub.
Oh, sure. I'm pretty sure Dallas or Fort Worth has pubs somewhere. I know Austin has pubs.
Why are you always wanting to go to Dallas, Fort Worth?
Because you... There's nothing... No offense, Ryan. There's nothing in Crowley to do.
You're not wrong about that.
I'm just... And so Fort Worth's the closest.
Is it, though?
It is.
Sitting there, I thought that was Bono again.
No. It's not
Bono. Like a younger person trying to be Bono. Or Dr. Roberts, I guess his character was. Oh, it's the song Hey Jude.
How fitting that the movie ends on it, right?
Yeah.
I hope it's ending. God, please let it end. Hey, this is the last song in the movie. Slight preview, what I think of this movie.
Oh, it's like they're drinking together like they were old pals, but time and differences just kind of set them all apart.
Would you say they are pals across the universe?
Get the fuck out. It's not like we're sitting in our separate bedrooms and we're like looking at a mirror on the other side of the room, and we're just like seeing each other in the same room just playing Mario Party and punching the shit out of each other because we're getting angry.
Yeah.
I want to watch Gerard and Alex play Mario Party with the other guys.
We'll see. Maybe that'll be their panel. But let's not talk about that. And he basically, Max is communicating, dude, Frank, get off your fucking ass and get your woman back. She still loves you. You very much still love her. Go do it.
Do it. Do it, Skywalker. Sorry.
Why are you singing Hey Hey Goodbye? I don't understand it.
No, that's in between Hey Jude sequences.
Oh, oh, cool. Listen
to the songs.
Your melody was making it seem like you were singing Hey Hey Goodbye.
No, fuck you. What do you think you're doing going back to America, Lottie? I'm getting kind of sick of your shit.
I feel like this is like...
You're not going to be allowed to come back and piggyback off my fucking bullshit paychecks. I don't fucking know. I don't know anything about it.
I feel like this is like the moment where, like, you know what? I love her. And I have to go. I have to find her again. Street performers.
People get paid to actually do this.
Well, they don't get paid. They just get tipped.
Well, there's like actual musical performances done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but that's like high time. I'm talking about most people just do it on the street.
Let's go see the Blue Man Group.
Well, the Blue Man Group's not just about the drums. They make that into... I've been to a Blue Man Group show. That shit's a whole fucking experience.
Yeah, it is. When I was in band in high school, they actually allowed us to watch like a performance they did, and it was like fucking magical.
It is. My dad gave me tickets, and I went with a friend of mine, and it was just like, my life has been changed. Like, seriously, they put on a... like. I don't think I would listen to a Blue Man Group song, obviously, but, like, their performance is everything. Their live performance is everything.
Yeah, it's a lot different to just listen to it and then see how it's done.
Yeah.
Which, at the same time, and you can say that about a lot of things. And then they banged.
No, he's gonna go bang Lucy.
But Lucy's in the sky with diamonds.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know she was in the sky?
Shut
with
up.
The diamonds?
Also, he's a taxi driver now.
With kaleidoscope eyes? I remember that movie with Al Pacino. Al Pacino? Robert De Niro? What's the difference between those two actors? Nobody knows.
Your joke fell flat.
You fell flat.
Also, Don't Let Me Down, another very classic Beatles song.
Oh, hey, it's a reference to the time the Beatles played on top of the rooftop.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, are you full? I feel like you're making shit up now.
Also, when Jimi Hendrix joined him and he, for whatever reason, played with his right hand.
I swear to God. Thank goodness his commentary is almost over.
Yeah. Now they're feeling all good about each other again. We're going to have a happy ending. There's a weird biker dude. It looks like he belongs with the village people.
I like how her look never really changes.
Also, we still got that strawberry.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell she's
Does he own a hotel now? Is that what's going on here?
I think so.
Oh, and they're not going to let me in. Because they're actually performing and there's nobody, like, downstairs to allow that to happen. Fucking Schroeder over there playing his little piano.
What, the Asian woman?
Yes.
Oh, stop it.
Prudence.
Yes.
Prudence is just fucking Schroeder from Peanuts.
Schroeder's great at the piano. She's...
Oh, it
actually is a tiny ass piano. I thought that was just perspective. That's a tiny ass piano.
Yeah, that's why I was calling her Schroeder.
I thought you were just making fun of her playing because of the piano. Like, no.
No. Because the piano's fucking tiny.
Oh, he's gonna jump.
Oh no. It's the cops. And then you find out. We then get our final song of the movie. But what will it be, Ben? Do you know what song is the final one? Can you guess what Beatles song we haven't done yet?
Which one? We've done Come Together. Is it Abbey Road? Is it the one we haven't done?
No.
Which one?
I'll let the movie do it for itself. Or unless you guess it, then
no,
I'll give
I'm
a fuck.
Guess it. We've done Hey Jude several times, so.
I mean, we've done it once, I think.
Shut up.
You shut up. We just get into an argument right before the final song starts and ruin the message of it all.
Yep, pretty much.
You don't even know what the final song is. You shut your whore mouth.
You gave me an impression of it, so it's about love. It's obviously about love.
Is it, though?
It's always about love.
Maybe sometimes that's just all you need.
Is that the song? Love is all you need is love? Fucking, you could have not said that. I would not have guessed it. God damn it. Dragon. Mr. Dragon's everyone. Welcome to Ruining Things Since 2016. Come back
hey,
next
man.
Week as he spoils Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice for you guys.
Martha! Did we just become best friends?
we should recreate that scene.
Well, that Retropalooza?
Yeah. What? Did we just become best friends?
You do realize they're just going to recreate that scene again between Aquaman and Batman, right?
No, they're not. I swear to God if that happens. she hears the voice.
La da 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 da.
This is probably one of my favorite Beatles songs.
It is pretty great. Come on, let him stay, love. He's not hurting anybody. Look at me and look how hot I am. I mean, what?
Stop.
And this is how the Beatles were formed. With Jimi Hendrix on guitar. Not playing in the right hand.
What a fitting way to end the movie, though.
Yes.
Possibly this is the song that every, even casual Beatles fans will know.
Or even people who don't know who the Beatles are at all.
Yeah. You've heard this song. It's a really lovely song. One of my friends, like, you know how, like, when they get married, they dance to, like, particular song. This is one of my friends. She was a huge Beatles. She is a huge Beatles fan. Her and her husband took their first dance to this song. It was very emotional.
I would imagine.
Yeah, the only time I've actually been invited to a wedding, got to dance with the, because she's a close friend of mine, got to dance with the bride. So that was very nice.
Don't jump.
I was gonna make that joke, but I didn't want to. I had a bad taste, but thank you for doing it.
What?
You make my pee-pee cry.
And not in a sad way either.
God damn it. Love, any day, love perseveres. And ending on the steel shot. Fade to cloud? Is it forming a heart? It looks like a heart, doesn't it?
Snowball. Cloud.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
We're
that
back on the
was.
LSD!
Yeah, that was a cross universe dragon. Final thoughts on this movie.
This movie was fucking weird.
It's pretty weird.
It had a lot of weird moments, like with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Like, what was even going on there? And then it just kind of trudged along with really weird, like needless, aggressive things, just to kind of tear Jude and Lacey apart.
Yeah.
But then again, that's just kind of how life works.
Yeah.
But it is still quite a lovely movie, and it does implement a lot of the songs very well.
I honestly think to get a
And a
full
lot of
enjoyment out of this
symbolism.
movie, you need to be a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to know the songs, understand the original intention of the songs. Like, underneath all that, it's a basic love story. Guy meets, you have songs written by John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and here's all the credits to him. But, like, you have a very.
There's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fucking song. God damn it. That's what you were referencing.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of it all, there's a very basic love story in here where, guy meets girl. After a traumatic relationship, and they get together, and the turmoils of the relationship, as well as middling it with sort of the problems that America faced at the time, heck, is
Between
still
the riots
facing.
of Detroit and the Vietnam War.
Exactly. But I still think it's an okay movie. I think it's an hour too. I think it's 30 minutes too long.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a whole section that could have been cut. I think that whole section with Bono. With Sgt. Pepper's band, I feel like that whole thing could have been cut. I understand those are very popular Beatles songs, but it got in the and I guess it all depends on what you're going into. If you just want to like see Beatles songs adapt into a story, you're gonna get your money, you're gonna get your time worth. But I feel like if you're just watching this casually, you're gonna get interrupted by all the psychedelic nonsense bullshit that doesn't mean anything to the story at all. There's a
Yes,
message.
that's kind of the thing about drugs, though. It's not like adding
What?
anything to it. That was the whole thing when they went to a Dr. Roberts seminar when they took that punch. That was laced with LSD.
Yeah. It just felt pointless. It's like, other than the referencing that, like, the Beatles were doing thing crazy. But, any final thoughts before we move on?
Tune in next time when we do a different movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, next week. Next week, it's finally happening after months of us talking about it.
We're doing Better Off Dead.
No, we're not doing Better Off Dead. That's coming eventually. That's coming soon, but not yet. Next week, Kuhan rejoins the cast as well as Kuhan's friend Joan Cuevas to finally
Why'd you just
talk
use
about.
Kuhan's clone and like
Whatever,
alternate?
shut up. The point is, next week, we're finally doing it.
Oh,
The
Eddie
most divisive. Divisive? Superhero
Divisive.
movie, divisive superhero movie of 2000, possibly of all time, of definitely of recent memory. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we dive back into the superhero foray. Siri, shut the fuck up! I'm not talking to you. Next week we bring you Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, the theatrical cut.
also known as Dragon. Batman and Superman's bitch.
So, Dragon, or tell Batman everybody where to follow you at, quick.
I'm on the Twitch and the Twitter under the same handle as MrDragon01. Watch me play the Sony games and troll Ben on the Twitters.
Twitch.tv/Iggy2814 and Twitter.com/MarvelousIggy for all things me. And you can from there you can follow my links to all the other things that I'm doing from there. So, thank you for listening. If you listened, let us know what you think. Make a suggestion for a movie that we could do. Get ready because it's already going to be September when this goes live, but when Batman v Superman happens. We're already into September, which means October's right around, and we're going to begin our traditional, well, our second year in a row, rather, not traditional yet, but it will be traditional next year. Halloween month, and we already have one movie confirmed for Halloween month. We don't know what the other three are going to be, but I have an idea. I have an idea what the other one's going to be, but Dragon has to pick his two. So, regardless, thank you for listening. I'm the Marvelous Ziggy.
I'm Mr. Dragon.
And remember, you beautiful motherfuckers, cuckoo-choo, stay marvelous.
#GetBenPieTrending.